I'm Tim Dittman with today's health highlights from OSF Healthcare. Instead of being a beach bum or a mountain climber, maybe rivers and lakes are more your speed. But don't let lake life wash away your safety habits and good judgment. In 2023, the U.S. Coast Guard counted over 3,800 recreational boating accidents, resulting in 564 deaths. The CDC reports drowning deaths are on the rise for the first time in decades, with over 4,500 people drowning each year from 2020 to 2022. Dr. John Gelbach is medical director for the Pediatric Critical Care Unit at the OSF Healthcare Children's Hospital of Illinois. He says there are many unknown factors in natural bodies of water, like lakes and rivers, that make them more dangerous than pools.
In natural bodies of water, they tend to be darker, so it's harder to see what's going on below the surface. And they tend to have, because of that, hidden obstacles. So somebody water skiing could fall and hit their head on a submerged log or something like that and lose consciousness, in which case their ability to swim becomes irrelevant. Also, currents play a factor, and kids might be great swimmers in a pool, but you add a current to the as a factor that makes it a lot more challenging.
Another harmful thing to keep in mind is the spread of waterborne pathogens and bacteria like E. coli. The Illinois Environmental Protection Agency says to not transport water, animals, fish, or plants from one body of water to another. And wash yourself, your boats, and your equipment with hot water as soon as possible once you're out of the water. For more, visit newsroom.osfhealthcare.org. With today's health highlights, I'm Tim Dittman.